Good evening. I'm John F. Kennedy. You may remember me as president. Anyway, well, I'd like to share one St. Patrick's Day memory and one tradition I had every year. Bring another pair of underwear with you. AM WSBC. Yeah. This is the Hooli's Hooli. Welcome, listeners, to another fun weekend with the Hooli Bros on a Saturday night in Chicago.
Parade day, huh?
Parade day. Well, many people are pretty hammered around this time at 7 p.m.
Yeah, they are. Or in the wrapper.
Yeah.
So if you're asleep, you did it right.
A lot of people are mid-burrito right now.
Say
mid-burrito.
Hello to Clay O'Brien, everybody. He's in the studio with us, as always.
Hello.
I want to thank John F. Kennedy at the top of the show. Real nice
JFK
to have him
himself.
Coming out of the woodwork to give us an old tip.
Yeah.
Last Saturday was parade day. That is,
the Forest Park Parade Day. For me, it was.
See, we're referring to it as like parade day. It was like their day to celebrate St. Patrick's Day.
Right. Yeah.
So it's St. Patrick's Day like 20 times over.
I know.
It's parade season.
Yeah. Today's going to be the day we celebrate. Tomorrow, and then they're celebrating over there on that day. And then on that day, they're celebrating over there.
On my way over here, I heard Kenny Loggins' Highway to the Danger Zone.
Yeah.
That's kind of the way, like, this whole week is like you're on a highway into the danger zone because. It does get dangerous around, 11:30 at night on one of those parade nights. And I got a few stories to tell you about
that great Irish musician, Kenny Loggins.
Yeah. Yes.
You worked that day last Saturday. How did things work out? It was supposed to be a real...
So I worked the night before at Duffy's on Friday night. Mm-hmm. So I bartended until 3 o'clock in the morning, and then I got home at like 4. And then I woke up at 8:30 and went over to Molly Malone's, or the old Molly Malone's, which is now Brian Boru's.
Mm-hmm.
And I bartended at Brian Brew's from 9 a.m. until roughly around 2:30 in the afternoon.
Yep.
And then from there, I went and got some food.
Got some McCann's Irish Oatmeal in you?
Absolutely.
This show is sponsored by McCann's Irish Oatmeal, everybody. If you haven't figured that out by now, they are a presenting sponsor. Go get yourself some.
And especially on a day like, hey, if you're going to the Southside Irish Parade tomorrow, McCann's Irish Oatmeal. Fuel up, baby.
Yep.
But yeah, then I went home, took a little 6-hour nap.
Went right back to the bar.
No, not 6 hours. What time did I have to be back there? I had to be back there at 8 o'clock, so more like 3 hours. It felt like six. It was so glorious.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went back there, and I worked from 8:30 till 3:30 in the morning.
Jeez.
Yeah.
So what? Let's hear a story. What happened?
Well, I mean,
you worked. And then I got up.
Tell
and
them
then I worked,
the one you told me outside.
Okay, all right, so
the one you told me
I think
outside.
The best part of the night, the day was fine because it starts out kind of. People were drinking mimosas and Bloody Marys and stuff like that. And, yeah. I mean, they were getting right. I mean, at 9 o'clock in the morning, some of these people were like hitting it hard.
Just, I was like, just real quick, like the first time I went out after I stopped drinking, it was around St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
I saw people during the day, and they all looked fine, and then it was like a war zone. People were crawling on the ground. It was insane. Throwing up. Oh, it was awesome.
Well, that's what it was like for me.
It was awesome.
It was like the beginning of like, hey, how's it going? And then I get back, and it's just, there's crap everywhere. I mean, it looked like a bomb went off in this bar.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, people are throwing plastic cups at each other. I mean, that's what it gets like. People are just like, one guy was doing a dance move, and he just slapped a pitcher of beer over, like, the table and just went all over the floor, and he was like,
kept
dancing. Didn't care, you know. It was like, get another one, you know. I think this is the best part, though, for me. I mean, I had no trouble in the morning. Very family-orientated, very nice.
Uh-huh.
And then when I got back, it had already started.
And the savages rolling.
It was the Osmos. It was... Buttheadness by osmosis.
The osmosis
is,
by buttheadness.
Yeah, which we had talked about earlier. And it absolutely took place. And I have actually a great story behind it. At around 11:30, this kid comes in at Duffy's. And he's got this other guy with him. And he's got an Irish cap on. He's got, you know, he's got like he's got the lamb chops with like the goatee.
Uh-huh.
And then he's got, his Irish cap. I think I said that. But then he's got a Grateful Dead Steal Your Face, like, sweatshirt with, like, the Irish flag colors.
Yeah.
And he's bleeding out of his cheek and his temple.
Yeah.
All right? And he comes up, and his buddy comes up to the bar, and he's like, can we get my buddy some ice? And at first, I'm like, oh, maybe this guy took a dive outside the bar.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, yeah, let's get him some ice. So I grab him some ice. You know, I'm like, you okay, man? He's like, yeah, I'm fine. He's like, get a couple shots of Jameson, a couple Budweiser.
And there it starts. Right?
So then I look at him, I'm like,
no,
excuse
sir, you're
me.
Bleeding.
I go, excuse me, sir. I'm not allowed to serve anybody with head trauma. And he goes, trauma? I go, yes, head trauma. You've taken quite a fall, it looks like. And he goes, I'm fine. Two Jamesons, two Budweisers. Come on. You know? And I'm like, I don't think you understand.
I got to go drive my Uber.
Yeah. I'm like, no. Oh. Well, that's a better story towards the end of the night about Uber. But so I'm wearing a Boston Celtics jersey, and he's like, and it's a Larry Bird jersey.
I saw that.
And he's like, come on, Bird. Come on, man.
You and brought that on yourself.
I did bring it on yourself,
because
Jersey
I kind of
boy.
Was like, and then I was like, all right, whatever.
What have I said about grown men wearing jerseys before?
It was St. Patrick's Day. It's the Bird Man. I'm wearing it.
Hey, I respect
it. I don't even think Bird is Irish.
It doesn't
He's
matter.
Not.
He's the greatest.
You're wearing like a Swiss man's
He's
Celtics
from Indiana.
Jersey.
Yeah. Anyways, I see the kid in the crowd being like, hey, can you go get me a Budweiser? And I go, nah, I see what you're doing. Goodbye. Happy St. Patrick's Day. So he leaves, and his buddy leaves, and I don't. And then at like now, this was at like 11 o'clock at night, and then at like 1 o'clock in the morning, another bartender comes in, and he's like, "Hey, Hooli, I saw the funniest thing that happened at like, oh gosh, it had to happen around 10:30 in front of O'Sullivan's tonight."
Yeah.
I said, what? He said, yeah, there's this little short, like, angry Irish guy, and he was jawing with like this taller guy,
yes.
And they were like face to face. And apparently the taller guy had done something to anger the little man.
Mm-hmm.
And the taller guy looks at him, like waves his hand, like, get out of here, and like turns around. And as the tall guy is taking his first step forward, he can't see the guy behind him. The kid goes to throw a punch, and he's like airborne and then completely misses the guy because the guy's just walking away. And he goes face first into the crowd, into the concrete, you know? And I turn to
epic fail.
And I turn to the guy who's telling me the story. I go, I think I might know who that man might have been. I think he made a stroll down the street here a little later on. I think.
You're out of Budweiser.
I did a little detective work. And then my night ended. Like I said, buttheadness by osmosis. This woman all night long was like, hey, Bird. And she's like,
hey,
you know,
Bird.
She's like in her 50s, schnockered. And, you know, she's, you know, flirting with all kinds of younger drunk guys.
Nice.
And she's loving it up. You know, it's St. Patty's Day for her, too.
Bring extra
and
underwear.
Bring extra underwear. And she turns
or
to
none.
Me at the end of the night. I'm like, miss, there's a cop walks in the bar. I'm like, it's 3 o'clock. You got to get out of here. She's like, call me an Uber. I go,
call me an Uber.
I go, that's impossible, miss. You have to look on your phone. You have to order yourself. She goes, call me an Uber.
Oh, man.
I got to tell you what. I'll call you a cab. I opened up the door, and I was like, goodbye. And I pushed her out the floor and locked the door. So those were my two parade day stories. I hope
nice.
They were good enough. But
so a guy got beat up by concrete.
A guy got beat up by concrete, and a woman wanted me to call her an Uber.
Unreal.
That's going to happen all weekend.
Not as good as the guy we saw get beat up.
Oh, man. Conor McGregor, man.
Terrible.
Got I know. Choked out. I was behind the bar, and I'm like, does anybody know anything? I didn't want to start anything, because if he had won, it would have been like, McGregor won!
No, people would be headbutting each other.
Mm-hmm.
And no, I just was like, I looked it up on my phone. I was like, oh, no.
Yeah, Patty and I watched it live.
We did.
We watched the previous the home fight as well, which was good. We
watched all the fights beforehand.
Everything.
I wasn't ready for all the fights. I was
it was
all
like
right,
10.
Hurry up.
Patty thought he was going to be in and out, but we went to Wendy's.
We did go to Wendy's together. Two grown men kicking it at a Wendy's.
Kicking it at Wendy's and then watching a little fight action in the basement.
Yeah,
with two sleeping kids upstairs.
That's right.
That's what married men with kids do on Saturday nights, huh?
Yep.
When they want to get away.
That's what family men do.
Yeah.
But Conor started out good. You know, it started out kind of a stand-up boxing match type of deal, and he had some good hits in there, and then it all went south quick.
Dude, he was smoking him.
He
was smoking him for like one or two rounds. Like, that dude, Diaz, just wouldn't go down. He took at least 5 or 6 hard overhand lefts to the face.
Yeah, he was in cyborg mode.
He was in cyborg. He was like that kid on the playground that you got into a fight with, and like you just keep beating on him, and like he'd keep coming back.
He's like, no, no. Just,
and he'd wear you out, and then finally he'd get you up into a little ball and hammer on your brain for a while. And
that's
essentially what happened to Conor McGregor.
Well, he'll be back. I'm not, he's great for the sport.
He was very gracious in his defeat.
Yeah, he was. And they showed him
very classy about it.
They showed videos. He went out afterwards and he was like greeting his fans and everything, taking pictures. So
cool.
He was being cool about it. But
it stung so much because Diaz goes, "I'm not surprised, mother effers."
Yeah.
Like right after he wins, and I was like, "This piece of trash."
Yeah.
Looks
it's
like
rough.
He just got out of county.
Think about the hangover that must have been just looming over the city of the
Vegas.
Entire country of Ireland, in Dublin. That's the country's,
used to it.
The country's
to it.
Boy.
He'll be back. No question about it.
He'll be back in better than ever. This is going to infuriate him.
Yeah. That's right. Hey, you're listening to the Hooli's Hooli. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be back after these short messages.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today. Available at your local grocery store.
Putting your future in the hands of a lawyer can get personal, particularly in personal injury cases. You've got one shot at justice, so you're going to want a guy who thinks like you. Tom Gorman is Southside Irish all the way. He grew up in Holy Redeemer Parish, went to Brother Rice, and yeah, he got a ride to play ball at Notre Dame, played on the undefeated 1988 National Championship football team. After a shoulder injury ended his career, Tom stayed on with the Fighting Irish for his master's and law degree. Tom won the American Jurisprudence Award for trial advocacy at Notre Dame Law School, and he's been a trial lawyer ever since. Tom's practice is devoted exclusively to personal injury and wrongful death. Jury's $1 million verdicts for his clients, but his focus remains on those families and their futures. Tom and his wife, Christine, have lived in Beverly for almost 20 years. They're raising their 5 kids in Christ the King Parish, Brother Rice, Mother McCauley, and their oldest son is now at ND as well. Lots of folks have to deal with tragedy. It's good to know there's a guy out there you can count on who will be in your corner to protect your family. You can call Tom Gorman directly at 312-345-7210 and tell him about your situation. Or go to the website, www.gormantriallaw.com. He's a good guy. There's no charge for the consultation, and you'll meet a new friend that's ready to fight for you and your family. Call Tom Gorman today at 312-345-7210 and tell him your story.
Yeah, there it is. I was hoping that somebody would play this. Because, yeah, it's Highway into the Danger Zone, baby.
That gets me fired up.
This is blaring on Western right now.
Oh, yeah.
No, not on Western, because that's tomorrow.
No. Some in downtown bars, people are like, yeah!
St. Patrick's Day, Kenny Loggins, hell yeah!
Uh-huh.
It all makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah. There's nothing like a little Loggins on St. Patrick's Day.
You remember, like, I have a couple of St. Patrick's Day memories. The float memory is probably my favorite.
Oh, man, the float is brilliant, man.
Dude, when we were, like, my dad used to take us to the parade, and we'd go, I don't know, every year that dad didn't have something going on. Like, usually we went when he was promoting something, right?
Right,
and,
right.
We used to get tickets like to sit in the press box and you'd see the mayor and like so we had a little bit of clout getting around the old parade.
Nice.
When the plumbers were running it, and this is when it was on Dearborn.
Yeah.
Which I miss, man. I'd love. How cool would it be if they brought the St. Patrick's Day parade like back to the old route?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I don't know if this it's too big, you know.
Yeah, that's the kind of crazy stuff I'd have if I was running for mayor. Going to bring the parades back to Dearborn first off.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll stop the violence.
Raising all the speed limits, too.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone can go 100.
But anyway, we went to the parade, and it was Dad was doing a show called it was Going East on Ashland at the time.
I think
it was East on Ashland.
Yeah.
It was a one-man show about growing up Irish Catholic on the South Side. Did fairly well, and he got a float.
We're going to
get a float that says Going East on Ashland on the float, and you guys can kick it on the float. Float was pretty archaic, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
It was just like a white flatbed with some green tinsel on the bottom and a big rainbow down the middle of it.
Nice.
Right.
This is where things get convoluted, everybody. Rainbows in Irish folklore are a pot of gold, right? You know, leprechauns.
Yeah.
What's at the end of that?
Follow
we were probably like seniors in high school, right? Or freshman in college, I think it was.
I don't know how.
Yeah, we were freshmen in college.
Seniors or freshmen. But I remember Mancow Muller he had turd his size.
Because we could drink
him.
Then. We weren't of age, but
I don't
know.
I don't remember that correctly, but I remember like just being sitting there and Mancow's team is yelling at us the entire parade.
Yeah.
gay pride, gay pride, gay pride, all right.
And
it took us like the entire parade to get it.
I was like, what are they talking about?
I don't get it. Why do they keep doing that?
And then
that?
I'm like, I think I finally was like, oh, the rainbow. Yeah. Oh, they don't understand. Or
and they don't understand.
Right.
That's great.
So yeah, that was our fondest, one of our big memories. I loved being in the parade, though.
Got a big reception. I think we got a bigger reception for that than we did for the Going East on Ashland.
Probably, yeah.
People were like, Going East on Ashland, what's that mean? That must mean gay pride. Gay pride! Yeah. Gay pride!
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I guess so.
Hey, it worked.
So that's my St. Patrick's Day float story.
But didn't we had it on the south side, too, though, one year.
Yeah.
I don't think, did he have floats two separate years? I remember being on floats. I remember being on one as a little kid with, like, it was just, like, me, you, Tim Burke, Andy Madden.
Yeah, some of our pals.
I think that was just the four of us, and it was when George Ryan was governor.
Yeah.
And we were, like, the only ones on the float.
Was it George Ryan's float?
Yeah, it was.
Oh, okay.
And we were the only ones on the float, and it was, like, I mean, can you imagine being a kid going down the Dearborn and it's just you and your four buddies on one float in the downtown Chicago parade? It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it was
great.
It was cool.
I honestly don't remember any St. Patrick's Days.
You don't?
No.
Man. Not even from like childhood, like before you could drink?
Nope.
No.
I mean, I remember going over like after the parade, one of the big spots downtown was Johnny Red Kerr's. People would always go to Johnny Red Kerr's after the parade. It was a big like gathering spot.
Yeah, that restaurant lasted for like 1 year. So
that 1 year was packed.
I think you just remember being there 1 year.
I do.
God rest Johnny Kerr's soul. Love Johnny Kerr. God,
legend.
A clip of Kerr.
Yes.
My St. Patrick's Day story is I remember Marquette was pretty wild with St. Patrick's Day. That became a good ditch day for school. I bet it's still a good ditch day.
We had the bullhorn.
Yeah. Yeah. That was a lot
actually, that's what it was. Now it's all coming back to me.
Yes.
When we were on that parade float that 1 year, Dad had purchased a bullhorn.
That's right.
And we were on spring break, and we hijacked it after spring break. And
we got text messages all over the place on spring break.
We were on spring break. We were on spring break, and
yes.
I got I took the bullhorn up to Marquette. We'd be yelling at
that
people.
That was a good idea.
Remember we'd be at the dorm, freshman dorm at McCormick, and I'd be like, hey, you in the plaid. These kids would be like looking up. And then it became a tormenting device. And then on St. Patrick's Day, it was just like, I just remember people in and out of our room drinking and like grabbing the bullhorn and like yelling at people out the window.
I know that drinking has always enticed fighting, you know? But like when you get a lot of people together, for some reason, I think it's amped up even tenfold on St. Patrick's Day, the fighting element. Because everyone's walking around with their chest puffed out.
I don't know.
I'm the most Irish guy here.
You know? I'm the toughest guy
prove
in this
your
bar.
Irishness.
Oh, no.
How do you prove your Irishness?
Yep.
You know?
Yeah.
You take 15 shots of Jameson and you fight the biggest guy in the bar. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't always Irish work out. My uncle is? Listen to what he did yesterday.
Yeah. Yep.
He got knocked out. Pork and carry.
Yeah. There's a great line that Mike Tyson once said, everyone has a plan until they get hit.
This is true. This is very true.
So keep that in mind, kids.
Hey, some sports news, huh? Lovey. It's coming back to U of I. I want to say that Jay Cutler is our quarterback. He's going to say that now at a U of I press conference. Someone's like, what's going on, Lovey? He'll be like, Jay is our quarterback.
That would be great if he had a sense of humor like that. I don't see him doing that at
no.
all.
No. Would be funny, though.
I think they're going to be good. I think it's good for Illinois. Yeah. I think I
disagree.
You do? I thought Singletary might have gotten a call there for a minute,
And then, you know what? I'm starting to get back into Blackhawks mode.
Mm-hmm. Now that it's getting closer to the cup season.
10 games left before the playoffs.
Yep.
I think that's what it is, 10 games. And then Chicago White Stockings happen to be, I think it's like 7-2 or something like that right now in spring training.
And guess what the Cubs are?
I haven't followed at all.
What's that, 7-2?
1-6.
Yeah, ooh. I don't know.
That's not very good. That's stinky, and you know why?
That makes me happy.
Doesn't matter if you're in the old country with no snakes or the city of big shoulders. We live in a world full of terrible smells, like skunks and sports gear, Cubs spring training records, baby diapers, and cigarette smoke, unshowered CT8 riders, and worse. So when the stink gets too strong, turn to the power of Fresh Wave Natural Odor Eliminators. Fresh Wave products eliminate odor without the use of toxic chemicals or masking fragrances. Inside, you'll find just plain oils and water, naturally destroying bad smells at a molecular level. Fresh Wave is safe to use anytime, anywhere, or on any odor imaginable. Any odor imaginable. So ditch those air fresheners full of harsh ingredients and phony floral smells. Choose natural odor eliminators from Fresh Wave. It's available at Bed Bath & Beyond, Ace Hardware, Whole Foods, and the Container Store. To learn more about Fresh Wave and to find your nearest Fresh Wave retailer, visit FreshWaveWorks.com today.
Wow. Hitting it out of the park that time, huh?
I enunciated.
Yeah, tried to. Wow.
That's my fifth time reading that, I think.
Fresh Wave.
God bless.
Still looking for some cadence to make it, you know, punchy.
Fresh Wave deodorizer, baby.
Yeah.
It smells good.
Fresh Wave, yeah.
Yeah, if you got a family, you're going to need some Fresh Wave. We were talking about family's been the theme a little bit because St. Patrick's Day is a family holiday.
I don't think there's enough Fresh Wave to make my house smell normal again. It's just like it's like a barn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just an open odor of just rank baby.
Now, did you ever notice when you were a kid?
Your house always smelled like cigarette smoke and fabric softener.
Yeah, that's a perfect combination.
Yeah, it was a great smell. It's a very comforting smell to me, which is strange, right?
But now, every time I smell it, though, I do. I'm like, oh, it smells like old B's house.
Yeah. It smells like freshly laundered, like just out of the dryer, and you just threw it on, and now you're having a butt at the table.
Yep.
With a piece of that Entenmann's chocolate cake that used to be lingering around over there
at
the O'Brien household. They always had cake.
You gotta have cake.
Go over there,
like
Mr. O'Brien.
Cake. On Sunday, if you went over there, there was a coffee cake like laying around.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Go in there and take a big hunk out of it and run out the door.
Have an IBC root beer, too.
Oh, man. I know. All the good stuff. Oh, there was always great stuff over there.
Still is.
Yeah.
Let's take a quick commercial break.
Okay.
We'll be back after this message.
Big Guy Sausage is located at 7021 Roosevelt Road in Berwyn, right across from DeJewel's. We serve blue-collar gourmet food. That means Italian sausage, Polish sausage, Chipotle sausage, bratwurst, hot dogs, burgers, Italian beef and sausage combos, prime rib sandwiches, bacon-wrapped cheddar brats. Hey, what else you want? We got it. You ain't gonna leave here hungry. We're right down the street from Fitzgerald's. Come on by Big Guy Sausage after the Hooli's Hooli or before. Or call 708-317-5213 and we'll have it delivered or ready for pickup. Ask anybody who eats here. It's awesome. Big Guy Sausage on Roosevelt Road in Berwyn. Big Guy Sausage. Sorry, we don't serve weenies.
Ed Napleton's grandfather, Edward W. Napleton, opened his first automotive business in 1931 on Chicago's South Side. Today, the Napleton family operates more than 50 dealerships in four states. The Skinny and Hooli Show is proud to work with Ed Napleton Honda in Oaklawn, reaching out to our Irish-American community. Our friend Eddie Napleton treats the needs of each individual customer with paramount concern. He knows you have high expectations, and Eddie enjoys the challenge of meeting and exceeding those standards each and every time. So drop into Ed Napleton Honda in Oaklawn when you're looking for a new or used vehicle. Their experienced sales staff is eager to offer you a great deal on a great car. Go to EdNapletonHonda.com to browse their online inventory, schedule a test drive, and investigate financing options. Call Ed Napleton Honda in Oak Lawn at 888-809-7851 or online at EdNapletonHonda.com or in person at 5800 West 95th Street in Oak Lawn. And tell them Skinny and Hooli sent you, and you'll get that same old Southside Irish welcome that Eddie's grandfather started with way back in 1931.
Welcome back. Hooli's Hooli, 1240 AM, yeah. WSBC, kind of a St. Paddy's Day episode here because today was Parade Day.
Aye.
We've been sharing some memories. We talked about what family men do on St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, and, it's changed a little.
It reminded me of a song that's been in my head recently.
Really?
Yeah. What I got on a that? Big Hall & Oates tear about 6 months ago.
Uh-huh. Were you wearing the girl's hat when this happened?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was.
Just checking.
And this song cracks me up, I bet there's a lot of guys in bars right now that are family men that are in this situation. So this is this is Hall & Oates with Family Man. She took a standard pose as she presented herself. She had sultry eyes. She made it perfectly plain that she was his for a price. But he said, leave me alone.
Oh, yeah.
That was Daryl Hall and McCann's Irish Oatsmeal.
Wow.
Irish tune for everybody. Family Man by Hall & Oates.
You've been jamming out to that lately.
Leave me alone. I'm a family.
It's just they just heard it.
I know.
Yeah, you don't have to punish them with your voice.
Yeah. Let the professionals do it. Yeah.
What do you do on St. Patrick's Day? I listen to a little Hall & Oates.
I throw Hall & Oates on. I get wasted. I cry. And then I punch somebody.
I cry. I punch somebody. Yep. That's funny. Yeah, that song's been ringing in my brain recently.
Hey, have you had any soda bread yet?
No.
Yeah. Hey, we haven't wished anybody a happy St. Patrick's Day season.
No, we haven't.
You know what?
Yeah. Who's getting a happy St. Patrick's Day season wish this welcome?
The Halls and the Oateses.
Oh.
Yeah. You know, God bless the Halls and the Oateses in the St. Patrick's Day season.
I hope they're still getting along. I really do. Maybe they'll share some soda bread this season.
Do you remember when you'd be at like 6:30?
It was the first time a lady came up to me. Sorry to interrupt. A lady came up to me. I was thinking about soda bread. A lady came up to me at Mariano's, and it was like I was in a hurry, and she was like, "Soda bread?" And I literally walked by her and grabbed it and jammed it in my mouth and just kept walking.
She went, "Save the bell tower, soda bread."
I was like, "Oh, that was so rude." And then as I was walking away, I was like, "Thank you."
She'd be like, "Why'd you ask me? Because I look Irish?"
I don't know.
Save the bell tower? Save the bell
tower. It was Kerrygold's Irish soda bread. Yeah.
I'm going to have a lot of soda bread this season.
I love that stuff.
What does it go good with? Maybe tea? A shamrock shake?
I don't know.
Tea, a little butter. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I'm
delicious.
Into that.
That's funny publication, The Onion.
Yeah, hilarious.
That I had done work for in the past. Mike Dolan, shout out to him. Had a funny little thing in the paper the other day where they said that McDonald's was putting out a spearmint flavored Big Mac for after dinner.
Nice.
Speaking of Big Macs, it's the 2 for 2 going on right now.
Shamrock shakes used to be the big thing around St. Patrick's Day. Get yourself a shamrock shake.
Yeah. Let's not promote that restaurant. I think they get a lot of promotion.
It's America's favorite Irish restaurant.
No, that's Bennigan's.
Bennigan's is closed. I think they might be out of business. I think they're done.
Let's find one and go.
There was a Bennigan's on Michigan Avenue back in the day that used to print money.
And then when they closed, I think they were like one of the last stores to go down. So it was like when that
Bennigan's.
Yeah, when that restaurant folded, that was pretty much the end of their corporate empire.
I mean, we used to eat there on a regular basis.
Yeah.
Going to the CAA and then popping to Bennigan's.
There used to be a Burger King right there, too. I remember visiting that one.
I was saying earlier that I think we were talking about just random people to wish happy St. Patrick's Day to you. Do you remember when you like would be serving mass and they would go intentions now?
People would
shout out the intentions.
You shout out the names, yeah.
I always wanted somebody to like, and it'd always be like, "For my cousin Joe suffering."
Did someone do a fake one?
No, just somebody say something like, "For Michael Jordan." You know, or like somebody who doesn't necessarily need prayer, I guess, you know.
We all need prayer.
We all need prayer.
For Donald Trump, someone should say.
Oh, gosh.
For Donald Trump.
The Trumps.
For the wellness of the Trumps.
Oh, gosh.
President Trump.
Oh. Lord, hear our prayer.
Oh, no. Don't do that. Oh, my gosh.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Who's that? Billy Idol?
That was Trump.
That was Trump? I thought that was Idol. It's not like Billy Idol was in the
Billy Idol's
church.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That's the name of Billy Idol's next album.
It should be.
He's gone gospel.
He's debuting it next St. Patrick's Day.
Lord, hear me rock.
Oh. How about, like, there was something kind of...
Hey, God bless the Idols this season.
There it is.
During that UFC fight last week, one of those dudes came out to "Like a Prayer." Do you remember watching that with people?
Yeah, that was weird. He was like singing the song along with the lyrics. He must have been
a joke. He's like staring another dude down. And he's like, "When I come on."
Yeah, it was hilarious.
But he's like shooting daggers at the other guy. So bizarre. It's like one of the worst.
Did he win?
No, he got trucked.
That's what you get.
Were you guys laughing while you were watching this?
I'm like, is this serious or what? It was a joke. He was trying to be funny. Okay. I think.
Yeah, it was like his little joke, but I was like, what is going on?
I mean, that's a pretty large stage.
Conor McGregor's like, nice try. Tries to be me.
It's like, the guy's song distracted me.
Your shtick stinks, sir.
So now McGregor says, you know, some of those shots that he got in on Diaz, if he would have hit the guy he was supposed to fight with those, that it would have been over.
Yeah,
so, I kind of probably agree with him. Yeah,
the trash talk has already begun again.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, Clay, you posted something on my wall that said that Conor McGregor, after the fight, like, was seen out partying in Vegas with, like, 10 bikini-clad women.
TMZ Sports.
Yeah.
It was just a picture of, like, he was with
TMZ Sports here.
Yeah, it was just, like, him and his buddies after the fight. Like, they were staying at the hotel, and they went down to the pool, and there happened to be, like, all this. And then he just posed for pictures with them. It doesn't, like, show him, like, drinking or partying.
I think they
blew
it out of proportion. They're grasping for news.
Yeah, because McGregor was probably like, get out of here. I don't want to give you an interview.
Plus, his girlfriend was, like, walking with him.
Yeah, Dee Devlin.
Right.
Is that her name?
Yeah.
What's her story?
He's been with her since he's been, like, 16 or maybe even younger. Like,
gotcha.
This is a woman, man.
Yeah.
That's it.
She's going to be, like, a legend, too, soon. I want her to start talking smack.
She could probably beat up a bunch of guys as well.
Hey, leave me alone. I'm a family man, D.
Yeah.
You know?
They definitely don't listen to Hall & Oates, the McGregors, for sure.
No. They might.
They don't. They've never heard of it.
Did you now?
They've never heard of it.
You didn't,
Mr. McGregor. I know you just lost. Putting all things aside, you're not a Hall & Oates fan, are you?
Never heard of it.
Never heard of it.
What is it?
Thank you.
Cereal?
Yes, I'm with the Mirror. I was wondering, do you know Daryl Hall or John Oates? Are you into their jams at all?
What? They make jam?
I'll tell you what, I was out working today and all over the South Side, and all I can keep thinking about is, like, I'm dreaming because I sell liquor, and I'm going, I'm going to come back to this place on Monday, and these shelves are going to be empty. Please. Yeah. I'm going, please. But the one thing I know is, like, and the guys that have, like, the North Side territories and stuff, like, it's not as big on the North Side because people just go down to the downtown parade. I don't know, and then they just go home. Now, maybe out and maybe Edison Park for the Northwest Side Parade, a lot of people will go to a liquor store and have, like, little house parties at home after the parade.
Perhaps.
But I know on the South Side, that's all people do pretty much. I mean, people go to the bars, but the big thing is
House parties.
And I'm thinking, how much Jameson? I mean, Jameson's not my product, but I'm like, I hope that they just come in here, like, it's just people come into these jewels and just swarm it like bees and just take all the liquor off the shelves. And that could very well happen, so... Fingers crossed.
It will. Yeah, I don't think anybody's going out on St. Patrick's Day and, like, you know what we need? 12 bottles of that coconut flavor Captain Morgan rum. You know?
That's, hey,
they're
Captain Morgan,
stuff
no.
Like that.
Oh, Captain Morgan, okay. Sailor Jerry. Go out there and buy some Sailor Jerry. Some Skull.
I've never even heard of Sailor Jerry.
So, rum. Fireball. Telemore Dew. I could just
Fireball
keep
Fireball and Telemore.
Oh, by the way,
saving your
I need you to get... Lots of try some Reuniti Lambrusco. Go buy some of that.
Yeah,
some
that's what all the Irish guys are grabbing.
It's delicious stuff.
Half the people that we know can't even pronounce that.
No, yeah, go ahead. Say that again. Say that four times fast.
Reuniti Lambrusco, Reuniti Lambrusco, Reuniti Lambrusco, Reuniti Lambrusco.
That's what Conor McGregor calls for on Saturday says. I'm going to go back to my house and have a bunch of Reuniti Lambrusco.
That'd be amazing. Some Reuniti Lambrusco.
Just yep, relax. That's what I said.
Yeah. But that's what I'm hoping for this weekend. Lots of Telemore Dew.
I'm going to drink a lot of peach iced tea.
Yeah. Is that your thing? Peach iced tea?
Love it.
When did you get into that?
Like 3 days ago.
They have that at Alpine where we get our subs.
Those are good. The San Benedito's.
San Benedito's?
No, actually, that's where I started drinking it years ago.
What's your favorite iced tea?
I once went into Alpine hungover, and I offered to buy two cases of that stuff. And the lady went, and she got it.
Oh, you're kidding.
And she special ordered it for me, and then I went back, and she's like, do you want your iced tea? I'm like, no.
Oh.
I don't want that anymore.
I just went
back like a month later. She's like, it's sitting in the back. I'm like,
we got two cases of iced tea.
I was having a rough day that day. I had some sandwiches.
Good. Can I have a case?
I must have been thirsty. I was dehydrated.
Anybody have any corned beef yet this year?
No. I think I'm boycotting corned beef.
I had two sandwiches on Saturday. They were delicious.
You're really pushing it if you have too much.
I know what you mean by that, not the
good kind.
Come on. Stop.
I had some good stuff, though. I did pay for it, but it was delicious.
What do you mean by you paid for it?
I saw the next day.
Get in detail.
We don't need to get into detail. But
you're not eating
delicious.
The right corned beef?
Not eating the right stuff? I don't know, then. Okay.
Gore corned beef. Well, you know, Kennedy did tell us at the top of the program that the best thing in St. Patrick's Day to do is to have an extra pair of underwear.
Yeah.
I went in for all kinds of reasons. I went into O'Sullivan's the other night to have a pop and saw bar manager Phil Mammo's there sitting there.
O'Sullivan's in Forest
he
Park.
He told me that it was an absolute zoo on parade day in there. They had like maybe four or five fights throughout the
Are
day.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It was just nuts.
That's great.
Yeah.
See, we don't get that on our end of the street when I'm at Duffy's, and I appreciate that.
Yeah, that's nice. But yeah, they had a lot of fights, and at the end of the night, like the stuff you find on the floor, you know.
Oh, yeah.
He said he found a fanny pack like, that some guy had that had a pair of like tidy whiteys in it.
Yes.
Toothpaste. A toothbrush.
Wow.
And contact solution.
Beautiful.
And Band-Aids.
Yeah. He was like, I'm going out.
He went prepared.
He's got his essentials.
That's nuts. Yeah. Like, you know you're going to have a problem, so you pack tidy whities.
Well, the worst part has got to be when you get drunk and realize that you lost your extra pair of tidy whities.
You lost your emergency kit.
Where are they? No!
You got a situation going.
Doesn't matter if I go poo-poo in my pants. I have another pair of underwear. And then you get drunk enough and you go poo-poo in your pants, and you go, where's my underwear?
Yep, your whole world just gets flipped. Where's my extra underwear?
That's when people start punching people in midair and you in the face on the concrete.
No, you
maybe it was his underwear. Maybe exactly. He was like, did you steal my fanny pack? Maybe that's what the argument was about there. Yeah.
I got a serious issue going on down there.
Listen, give me back my underwear now.
Someone was looking for it frantically. Like the guy in Ghost who can't get the keyboard, can't get the code, can't get the computers to work.
Yeah.
That guy.
You think that somebody, there had to have been an appointment in the evening at that bar where someone was like, where's my fanny pack?
Well, it might have been a guy who was just like, what did I do with my...
Or maybe if a guy was... I would be the guy, if the guy was wearing it, I would just like walk by it and like press the clip because he'd be like too drunk and it would just like fall off his body, you know? Just like that, just like press that little button.
Get that little clip.
Just like walk by and be like...
Clip.
And it like fell off while he was like rabble rousing. I'm like, he's going to hate me later.
The guys with the fanny pack, that's pretty funny. Yeah.
Well, you know what?
That is a St. Patrick's Day thing. Like, I'll give you the fanny pack excuse if you have like diapers in it or something like that. This is why I got my kid with me.
Yeah.
Fanny pack is everything poop orientated. You got to have extra underwear in the fanny pack. These are essentials.
We're getting very scatological here.
St. Patrick's Day is getting a little out of control.
But that brings me to the fact, I saw a guy on the street the other day who still has phone cases on their hip.
Lots of people.
It's very bizarre. Well, you work in the liquor industry, so you probably see it a lot.
I do see you guys with, not a ton.
There's
some,
I don't get it.
I see it a lot in my neighborhood, but it's like contractors from Eastern Europe. And they're always jumping
on the phone.
But
when you're like running around and, you know, here's the thing. Like, if you got a pair of jeans on, you're a contractor. Some of these phones, you put them in their pocket, they crack. You know, so if he's got the case on the side.
Plus, you have customers calling you all the time complaining about why their job is 3 months over.
And we get customers yelling at us being like, I want this booze picked up immediately.
Listen to what I saw today. I saw a girls' track team running down the street, right?
They were practicing running down the street?
Well, they were like just jogging like in a group. Uh-huh. And their coach was a guy, and he was on a bike.
Yeah,
that's
it.
That's like Doc.
That's terrible.
That's like Doc and Punch Out. When he's training, you gotta get on the bike. You don't want to get fit here.
Forgot about Doc.
Some Mike Tyson's Punch Out reference, everybody.
Yeah. All you millennials that love to the Nintendo. There you go.
Probably before millennials are like,
I thought it was
out?
Terrible. Like, come on, run with them. Show them that you know you can do it.
No.
Let's go. Hey, by the way, God bless Little Mac this St. Patrick's Day season.
God bless the Max.
Little Mac from Tyson's Punch Out.
Yep. And you know what? I want to throw a shout out real quick to I think our number one fan, Mr. Nick Rada.
Oh, yeah.
Hi, Nick.
The Pride of Elmwood Park.
That's right.
I mean, this guy is texting me every week, telling me how great the show is, and I think he is really a true fan. And,
awesome.
It's very,
thanks for listening, Nick.
Every time I get it, I'm excited, and he gets a lot of appreciation out of us.
I guarantee you Rada heard Family Man by Hall & Oates, and he went, yup.
I loved it.
He knows where it is. It's the jam.
Nikki,
right,
we got to go out for dinner soon, buddy.
And I actually said I would give a shout-out to my friend Linda, who works at Duffy's with me. She's also a loyal listener.
Awesome.
And I said we were laughing because we have a customer, Green.
Oh, yeah. I know Green.
And this guy. And I kept waiting on St. Patrick's Day night. And his actual first name is Green. And he comes into the bar, and he's been coming in for years. And
he walks in pigeon-toed. It's my favorite thing in the world.
And he's a fellow bartender, and he walks in, and I kept waiting for the scene where, like, some drunk guy would be like, what's your name? And he'd be like, Green.
Green, like, I drink Dragon Cokes. Nice to meet you.
And the guy would be like, what? You're lying. He'd be like, I'm not lying. My name is Green. And like a fight would break out over this.
You're right, because he would be like, no, I drink every day. It's not about St. Patrick's Day.
And I told Linda that I would mention this on the radio. Say, wouldn't that be kind of a funny scenario? So there it is, Linda. We talked about the Green story.
Green's probably a black belt.
Green could punch your face off.
What's Green's last name? That's the funny thing.
I think it's Wallenbach. Yeah, he's
fine
a
Irishman.
Yeah.
Green Wallenbach. Yeah.
Hey, Green, if you're listening, shout out to you, buddy.
Yeah.
God bless the Wallenbachs this year.
Absolutely.
All year.
Yeah. What were you saying?
Nothing. You said you found a video of Johnny Kerr.
Oh, it's a clip of, I guess, it's of Johnny Red Kerr singing Irish Eyes. It's only 40 seconds long, but maybe we'll go to it after this commercial break.
The following is a paid-for political announcement.
Our community's Democratic Judge Eve Marie Riley grew up on Chicago's Northwest Side. As a prosecutor, she spent 17 years working to keep our community safe from crime. Appointed by the Illinois Supreme Court to serve our community, Judge Eve Marie Riley is strongly endorsed by the Democratic Party, the Chicago Federation of Labor, and the Chicago Firefighters and Plumbers Unions. Remember to vote in the Democratic primary to keep Judge Eve Marie Riley working for us. This message paid for by the committee to elect Judge Eve Marie Riley for judge. Punch 242.
The preceding has been a paid-for political announcement.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today. Available at your local grocery store.
We're back, 1240 a.m. WSBC. This is the Hoolies Hoolie. It's Saturday night. It's parade night. And we're back at it.
If you're listening to us right now on parade night, it means that...
God bless you.
Yeah, you're probably pretty
You're still
sane.
Alive.
you're a big fan.
Yeah, exactly.
It.
You're pretty sane.
You're fine.
Yeah. We were talking about Johnny Red Kerr at the top of the show.
Yeah, no, I mean, you used to always think about... Think about, I miss him calling Bulls games. There was an excitement. I mean, obviously, it was Michael Jordan, but Johnny Red Kerr always made it fun. And I know we talked about one of the memories of going down to his bar after parade day. And then I remember him actually as a kid in
When we were underage drinking.
We were underage drinking. Now, I think we probably had just turned 21, but we were going into places like Chef Shangri-La and Riverside. And Johnny Red Kerr every now and then would walk in there after a Bulls game. And he always had his championship ring on. And he would let all of us, you know, take it off and let everybody wear his ring. He was very gracious, very classy guy.
Yeah, he lived in Riverside.
Yeah, so, and he was an Irishman. Yeah. So, you know, when I think about the Bulls, I think about missing his voice. And for all you radio listeners out there, we also can listen to Johnny. Here's a clip of him singing Irish Eyes.
Sure, it's like a morning spring in the lilt of Irish laughter. You can hear the angels sing.
Wow!
Who do you think could do it better, me or Johnny?
Stacey King.
Wow! We loved you, Johnny Kerr, but boy, you're no Frank Patterson.
You know, I was thinking after that Conor McGregor fight on the way over here, I was thinking he should go do a movie. You know, I think he could be a movie actor, don't you, Bill? If he was.
Conor McGregor, Jason Statham.
You know, I think that's going to start. Here's the thing.
I had a better idea for Conor McGregor's first movie. It's an indie film.
Yeah.
It's the Michael Flatley story.
McGregor plays Flatley?
McGregor's going to play Flatley.
Come on!
He's going to win an Oscar.
He wins an Oscar for playing Flatley in Lord of the Dance.
I'd just like to thank everyone.
It's all pre-Flatley. It's like when Flatley lived in Tinley Park and was a plumber.
Love it! Yeah, McGregor is just like, it chronicles the life of
McGregor's got a really bad, like, he's got a really coached Chicago accent, like we said earlier on the show that we don't like. He's like walking around, he's like, hey, so anyway... I don't know. How do we do it? I can't do a bad Chicago accent.
Probably people would say
there's no such thing.
Yeah.
No such thing. But anyway, he's doing a Chicago accent, and then he flips it because.
Then he flips it and fights Van Damme at the end.
It starts out about an Irish dance into
Bloodsport.
Well, his dance moves morph into like a bunch of like fighting sequences. He's got the fastest feet in the world, you know.
I get to see him at the Oscars next year. I just want to thank everyone back in. I'd like to thank my dance coach first and foremost. Unreal. Let's hope he stays off film for a little bit. He's got to get himself together.
He fights dogs in Melrose Park.
No.
That's Pack. That's your horror movie.
That movie's been written.
Hey, you know what we were talking
about?
That's
in pre-production.
You know what we were talking about?
Conor McGregor in the Michael Flatley story, as Flatley.
When I pulled up to the studio tonight.
Flatley's name in the movie is just Flatley. He has no first or last name. Every guy's in the saucer like, hey, Flatley, you're a hell of a plumber.
But you're a better dancer.
Good Lord. Good Lord, Flatley. Where'd you get feet like this? It's Conor McGregor.
We were outside.
Doing some bad shit.
We were outside before the show, and we were laughing about Clay turning to me, and he was like, yeah, you know, we were talking about the McGregor loss. But Clay says, you know, if I could go back, you know, you got to tell him.
If I could go back in time, I would have wrestled at Fenwick. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And then I would have, at Marquette, I would have been fighting on the side in little cage matches and
like
gotten into UFC, because that would have been like 99, 2000.
Yeah. Nobody was doing it,
So then by the time I was 25, 26, I'd be the king of the world.
I'd be Randy Couture.
I'd be Randy Couture.
Because nobody, when UFC came out, I mean, yes.
UFC was started in 97.
All right. But like when it started hitting its heyday, like all the big guys, I don't know. I guess everybody, like some of these guys are... Jiu-jitsu and taekwondo.
No, but in the beginning was like Randy Couture fighting like a 400-pound guy with like a chair.
You're right.
You know,
was it really?
No holds barred.
It was like gladiator stuff?
Yeah, it was crazy.
And like no weight classes, just nothing. Like two dudes.
It was like Rocky fighting Hulk Hogan.
Yeah, fight whoever you want.
Yeah.
So that was my plan, but you know what? I'm too old now.
I don't understand how your training regime would have gone down. Like you said, you just wanted to like hang out at Marquette. Like
I would have gone to Marquette, but I would have been training and fighting on the side. Like,
oh, okay. I thought you meant like
instead of being a goon the whole time.
I thought you just would have been like off to the side on the street at Marquette, like getting people in scissor locks. And
well,
stuff.
I would have done that too.
I think that did happen on a couple occasions.
That's kind of what happened, unplanned.
Yeah.
Hey, break it up! No! They're training for UFC. Just got him in an arm bar. Well, he's gonna tap out any minute, officer. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. Don't worry about it, Dane Transdorf.
Yeah.
We're filming the Michael Flatley stories. Just call Flatley. Flatley, though.
There's no cameras either.
Conor McGregor's playing Flatley.
Hey, did you hear? Conor McGregor's playing Flatley.
What?
Nah, it's true.
Those are good movie mashups. I got a thing recently. Jimmy Kimmel's done this on his show. Have you seen the thing, the face app? It's called Masquerade.
Okay.
You were loving that.
A girl that I bartend with was showing me it. She's like, this is hilarious. Like, where you can switch. Like, if you take a picture with two different people.
No,
too.
That's something different.
It's like Michael Jackson black or white video, for those of you who remember it, with that great Irish-American Macaulay Culkin at the top of it, I think. Culkin.
I forgot to tell you,
when Conor McGregor wins his Oscar for playing Flatley, he 2 years later he comes out and he plays Culkin, just called Culkin. So that has nothing to do with Macaulay Culkin.
Conor McGregor is Macaulay Culkin.
No, he's just a guy named Culkin.
What?
There will be a movie about Macaulay Culkin, right. Unfortunately.
He's a cyborg. I'm playing a cyborg named Culkin.
Culkin, I'm fierce.
Someone from Entertainment Tonight's like, is this the Macaulay Culkin story, Connor?
Negative. It's just called Culkin, and I play a cyborg named Culkin. What happened?
You're losing your train of thought.
What just happened to me? I lost everything.
Your kids are sucking your brain out of your head.
It's all a Macaulay Culkin talk. I mean, oh, yeah. I was talking about the face masquerade app where you can morph somebody's face.
You can make your kid look like Leo DiCaprio for some reason.
Yeah, you can take a celebrity's face and morph it onto yours, and it looks incredibly real. And I've had a lot of fun doing some face swap. Like, I can turn this app around, and if both of us are in frame,
right.
Your face becomes my face, and my face becomes your face.
Wouldn't be too different.
Although we're twins, that would kind of wouldn't look
It'd be
too
creepy
different.
For me or you to look at, but for anybody else, it'd be like, yeah, it's what I see every day.
Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh. It's pretty fun.
Yeah, your kid as DiCaprio was pretty funny.
I did. My wife sent me a video the other day. She took my son Mikey, who's like 19 months old, And she's sitting on his lap, and he's got his passy in or his knuck, you know?
Uh-huh.
And she pulls it out, and it's weird because it's a baby with DiCaprio's face on the baby.
Uh-huh.
Except it looks incredibly real. Like, yeah. It's just the most bizarre
thing. It's creepy.
Thing. Yeah. And except it's Mikey's voice, you know? He's like, who do you want to thank, Mikey, for winning your Oscar, you know? And
he goes,
da, da. Yeah. You know? Yeah. And he goes,
DiCaprio with a goatee.
Hard, he goes, yeah. He goes, I know this was a hard move for you to make. And he goes, yes, ma'am. Yeah, rap. Da, da. It's great stuff.
Yeah, we were laughing pretty hard, which we needed after watching that fight. Yeah.
Oh, is that when Haley put that on Facebook?
That's where I was like, how can I cheer myself up? And I go, Clay, look at this app I found where you can switch faces.
Yeah.
Cheers everything up.
After we shared our Frosty from Wendy's.
Oh, yeah. What'd you guys get?
We went, I got a chicken Asiago ranch sandwich. With
yeah, he went off the beaten path. He went down Asiago Boulevard.
Isn't there Wendy like a good is a diner redhead, so we can talk about it. Like a Wendy's?
Look,
that you guys could have gone to eat it?
I didn't want to get out of the car.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. Clay goes, you hungry? Want to get some food? I go, well, yeah, let's order. I thought we were going to like order a pizza or something like that. He goes, come on, get in the whip. We're going to Wendy's.
Yeah.
I go, Wendy's?
Wendy's right. Is not delicious?
Hey, where was Stephen Van Anthony?
Stephen Anthony Edward Van Halen?
Stephen Edward Anthony Van Halen Ames at.
He couldn't make it.
Oh, because I figured he would.
I invited been over a bunch
everybody
of people
that got invited did not come except for me.
That's
I
right.
Came. I showed nice. Up.
And I'm glad they didn't show up because it would have been very
like,
somber.
Disappointing. Like,
it was actually like it was troubling.
Yeah.
I don't know why. It hit me personally. I felt like I felt sorry for the guy.
I had a lot of people texting me like, do you know of any bars that have the fight? And I was like, no.
I wonder
no.
what the, like, how you can, do you, how that works. I know that, like, Jack Desmond's pub had it.
Right.
No, you got to get, you got to order the fight for every single TV.
Every single,
is
it TV or seat? I thought it was you had to pay per seat.
Or seat.
So it's like buying a ticket. I mean,
so it's $59 per seat.
Right. So, but, like, I didn't, we were talking about the
hopefully that'll be the price of Culkin when it comes out.
That'll be the box office.
But we were talking about the justification behind it. Like, say on a day like Parade Day, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, obviously you're going to have more capacity probably in your bar than there actually are seats.
Correct.
Like, you might, like, the bar may seat 50, but you might be able to fit 200 people capacity in there, right? So we were thinking, okay, so what is the initial investment on the fight if you had to pay per seat? And you said it was at $59 or something like that?
Yeah.
So $60 times, I don't know, 50? We're looking at what? What is that?
That's $3,000.
$3,000.
Yeah, okay. Do you think that you'll generate more business than $3,000 by having the fight at your bar?
Yeah.
So then I would do it, right?
Including the cost of booze, too, though? I mean, come on.
Well, you know? Here's what you're not understanding. Plus, the markup on booze is about 60% at a restaurant, my friend.
Yeah,
so.
I know. Here's what you're not understanding. The fight was over with in 15 minutes, so people would have left after he
yeah.
lost.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. So,
but
yeah,
I'll tell you
I
what, all those other fights, I mean, Holly Holm, she lost in the fifth round. She got armbarred by Miesha Tate.
True.
You
know?
So a lot of those fights went for quite a long time.
Miesha Clay, you were, Tate.
Oh, Miesha Tate.
Yeah. I don't, Miesha Tate.
I have nothing.
That's who I'm saying in church next time.
Oh, yeah.
Miesha Tate.
Intentions? For Miesha Tate. Lord, hear our prayer.
What were you going to say, though?
I don't know. Culkin on the brain. I got Culkin. Yeah. I got Call and Oates. I got Culkin.
You got a lot of writing to do.
I got Michael Flatley on the brain.
You got screenplays just flowing out of your brain right now.
How has the Flatley story like not been done? That's what I don't understand.
Hey, at work, are they gearing up for St. Patrick's Day? They doing anything for it? Like at your office? Are people like, are we going to do anything?
We put up the shamrocks in the cubicles or what?
Like that?
We put Lord of the Dance on Apple TV today.
Yeah.
And just...
Everyone jigged?
No. Everyone just like walked by and was like, I saw that on Channel 11 once.
Did you really? I'm taking you seriously right now.
No, but the people in my office is like, everyone who's not Irish is like, who put Channel 11 on? No, this is Lord of the Dance. Oh, okay.
Oh, this is a real story. This really did happen?
In my brain.
Oh, you're being... I can't figure you out right now. I'm sorry. Everything in your brain is so scattered. I think you're losing me and O'Brien. We're like, what is this guy talking about?
I
asked you a legitimate question. Are they doing anything at your office?
They got EBMs going on, whatever the heck.
No? Yes? What?
I don't know. Know. There's been no talk.
Did they put
anything.
Up any decorations?
Yeah. No.
Are you going to do it?
Well, our colors are green, so it's Irish.
Well, yeah, that's what I was like, is everybody just going to go to like, we're going to an Irish bar and wear your green pay line?
What do you mean your colors? What are you, a street gang?
Yeah, we are. We're processors.
Our colors are green.
Our company colors are red and white.
We're processors.
They are. Okay. We're the Blackhawks.
The processors.
Colors.
We're payment processors.
The PPs.
And mm-hmm. What's your company colors? Red and white.
Red, white, and blue.
Yeah.
I work for America.
So, sir, why did you decide to join Citibank? I love their colors.
Yeah.
Love
attracted
them.
To them.
Yeah.
Can we talk about the president?
What about him?
The new one? Who's it going to be? What's
I
going
don't
on?
Know, man.
Come on.
Culkin.
I wish it was Culkin.
I have no idea.
Vote for Culkin.
Yeah. I'm over it.
Some people might vote for Culkin.
I'm over everyone
point.
Just screaming at each other in this country because it's ridiculous. I'm like, can we just... whoever gets elected, can we just find a way to come together as a country? Because I feel so divided, and it's really... It's upsetting.
You know? Let's just go ahead and say this. It doesn't matter because nothing's going
to
get done.
I'll
anyway.
Tell you what I am looking forward to is
What's
going
that
out
from?
There.
That's from Meatballs. It just doesn't matter.
Oh, thank you for mentioning that.
Yeah.
Today is National Meatball Day.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Meatball sandwich sounds pretty darn good right now.
Yep. I saw a guy that he was making one on the news today.
Yeah.
His method was perfect.
Where's the best meatball sandwich you've ever had from?
Bertolli's. River
Bertolli's
Forest.
Does a meatball melt that's outstanding. My favorite ever, Ferrara Bakery in
okay.
Taylor Street.
Sure.
Outstanding.
Now, do they slice the bread or do they pocket?
Slice it.
See, I saw this guy today. He ripped all the insides of the bread out and pocketed it.
Really?
Made it a little pocket, you know?
Oh,
how
man.
About that?
Hey, also, I want to remind the radio listening audience, Tuesday, get out there and vote for all your local judges. Here in Cook County, everybody running. I want to give a shout out to Joe Cook. He's running for Water Reclamation Commissioner. We all know him pretty well.
Yes.
Get out there and vote for him if you see him on your ballot. Hopefully you do.
Yep.
He's a good guy.
Yeah. That's all. That's all. That's the only.
Make
guy
sure
right
to
now.
Stay tuned for the crack with Cooney and Keene following this program.
Yeah.
It's been a great St. Patrick's Day week and holiday season.
It has.
Yep.
I wish all of you a very safe St. Patrick's Day and in honor of Meatball Day, like you say it is today.
Yeah.
Let's get ready for the summer. Are you ready?